Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 107. We're going to read it once from the Good News Translation and we're only reading it once because it's a longer psalm coming in at 43 verses. And this is the beginning of Book 5 of the Book of Psalms. You might remember that the Book of Psalms in our Bibles is 150 psalms, but that book itself is actually split into smaller books. And so Psalm 105 and 106 ended with this story of who God is and how he was there from Abraham, and people kept leaving and coming back, and it ended with praises to the Lord. And so Psalm 107 starts, well, literally it starts a new chapter. But let's see how it starts off Book 5 of the Book of Psalms as we read together. So join me as we read Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good. His love is eternal. Repeat these words in praise to the Lord, all you whom he has saved. He has rescued you from your enemies and has brought you back from foreign countries, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in the trackless desert and could not find their way to a city to live in. They were hungry and thirsty and had given up all hope. Then, in their trouble, they called to the Lord, and he saved them from their distress. He led them by a straight road to a city where they could live. They must thank the Lord for his constant love, for the wonderful things he did for them. He satisfies those who are thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some were living in gloom and darkness, prisoners suffering in chains, because they had rebelled against the commands of Almighty God and had rejected his instructions. They were worn out from hard work. They would fall down and no one would help. Then, in their trouble, they called to the Lord, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of their gloom and darkness and broke their chains in pieces. They must thank the Lord for his constant love, for the wonderful things he did for them. He breaks down doors of bronze and smashes iron bars. Some were fools, suffering because of their sins and because of their evil. They couldn't stand the sight of food and were close to death. Then, in their trouble, they called to the Lord, and he saved them from their distress. He healed them with his command and saved them from the grave. They must thank the Lord for his constant love, for the wonderful things he did for them. They must thank him with sacrifices and with songs of joy, must tell all that he has done. Some sailed over the oceans in ships, earning their living on the seas. They saw what the Lord can do, his wonderful acts on the seas. He commanded, and a mighty wind began to blow and stirred up the waves. The ships were lifted high in the air and plunged down into the depths. In such danger, the sailors lost their courage. They stumbled and staggered like drunks. All their skill was useless. Then, in their trouble, they called to the Lord, and he saved them from their distress. He calmed the raging storm, and the waves became quiet. They were glad because of the calm, and he brought them safe to the port they wanted. They must thank the Lord for his constant love, for the wonderful things he did for them. They must proclaim his greatness in the assembly of the people and praise him before the council of the leaders. The Lord made rivers dry up completely and stopped springs from flowing. He made rich soil become a salty wasteland because of the wickedness of those who lived there. He changed deserts into pools of water and dry land into flowing springs. He let hungry people settle there, and they built a city to live in. They sowed the fields and planted grapevines and reaped an abundant harvest. He blessed his people, and they had many children. He kept their herds of cattle from decreasing. When God's people were defeated and humiliated by cruel oppression and suffering, he showed contempt for their oppressors and made them wander in trackless deserts. But he rescued the needy from their misery and made their families increase like flocks. The righteous see this and are glad, but all the wicked are put to silence. May those who are wise think about these things. May they consider the Lord's constant love. So this has been Psalm 107, and it somewhat follows the pattern of the previous two Psalms, going through history. What did people do? What did God do? And when we read our Bibles, this is a really helpful tool. Have a look and see, which of these things are God's direct action? Which of these things are the things people do? Are people doing what God says, or are they going off and doing things on their own? And throughout this psalm, we see people going off and trying to do things on their own. But every time they're in trouble, what do they do? And you might have noticed the phrase, or there were some phrases that were repeated again and again. So when people were hungry and thirsty, in verse 6 it says, "Then in their trouble they called to the Lord, and he saved them from their distress." Well, in verse 12 and 13, when they were worn out and no one would help them, "Then in their trouble they called out to the Lord, and he saved them from their distress." Well, what about when people were suffering because of their own sins and they're close to death? Well, verse 19, "Then in their trouble they called to the Lord, and he saved them from their distress." What about on the oceans, or when people had turned to drink because of traumatic experiences? Well, in verse 28, "Then in their trouble they called to the Lord, and he saved them from their distress." Are you in trouble? Call to the Lord. Are you in trouble because of a natural disaster? Are you in trouble because of your own sins? Are you in trouble because of a famine in the land, because of things outside of your control? Turn to the Lord. He is present. His love never fails. His loving kindness lasts forever. His love is eternal. That's how the psalm starts. "Give thanks to the Lord because he is good. His love is eternal." There's a poem that I really like, and the poem is called "There Is No God." And the poem goes through all different reasons people give for not believing in God. So there's a rich man who gives a reason. There's a young man who gives a reason. And then at the end, the last verse is, I might get one or two words wrong, but it says, "Almost everyone, when sickness or sorrow strikes them, is inclined to believe there is a God or something very like him." It's often in our trouble that we cry out to the Lord the most. And he hears us. He is merciful and he delivers us. But also we're encouraged in the last verse to think about these things, because many of them left the Lord to do things on their own, and they waited until their trouble was severe to call out to him. So let's stick with God. Let's know him at the beginning of troubles. Let's know him in them, and let's see him deliver us from them. This has been Psalm 107 from the Good News Translation. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you, and goodbye.